This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Buckets. My guests today are staying at home, staying as safe as humanly possible. It's UTK and Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
Nah. We're getting bucket buckets.
Nice. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here with the host of the show, Billy Scafuri, and his...
That's right. It's great to be hosting another episode of my podcast, Buckets. There was no sort of technical glitches signing into this today, which is always nice. A very smooth way to sign
in. It's always easy when it's remote recording, three people talking at the same time.
Been trying to sign in for 14 hours to get this podcast into audio file, so...
That's right. But if you're listening to this, it all worked out.
Yep.
All right. I had an idea today since there's, again, no basketball, but there's still old school basketball in the brain. UTK, are you watching these old games on NBA TV and ESPN and the such?
I don't need to.
Damn. Photographic memory, UTK.
I've skimmed through them and seen what's playing, and I've been like, I remember that one too well.
Right.
So what you got?
UTK, right. UTK doesn't know what we're doing on this episode today, neither do I, but I do know that Dan Marley will somehow end up on UTK's team. I don't know why.
You know it.
All right, UTK.
You know it.
You don't know what the idea is, so let me explain it to you, and you're going to act as the audience, hopefully understanding it as I speak it.
Okay.
The idea is to do a fantasy team, so we're each going to draft a fantasy team, but not this year's NBA. We're going to be talking about a year in the past, and to determine what year that is, I need you right now to just choose a number between 1 and 10.
6.
Wow.
So we are going to be drafting from the 2010 NBA, a fantasy team. 2 guards, 2 forwards, 1 center. And then I will tabulate how everybody did by adding up their points, assists, and rebounds that year. The 2009-2010 NBA. We have to remember who was in the league then, where they were then, how they performed then.
It's worth noting, UTK, that your number 6 is relevant because Amir had created this where he was going to add whatever number 0 to 10 you picked to the year 2004.
Yes,
So that's why we are now in 2010.
I didn't want to do it too early. I didn't want to do it too recent. So 2010. UTK, since you're the ultimate guest here and I sprung this entire thing on you for your number 1 pick in the 2009-2010 NBA fantasy draft, who do you select?
I mean, it's a no-brainer, guys. Mm. Second best player of all time, maybe? Third? Mr. LBJ, the king, LeBron James?
Goddamn.
Wow, that's a good pick.
It's a no-brainer.
All right, that's your forward. We're going to put him as a forward.
Yeah, you should.
I'd be curious if LeBron James had better numbers in 2009-2010 than he did in 2020.
The crazy thing is that for a decade, he's 25-7-7, 25-8-8, guaranteed. 10 years.
Right.
He's a year younger than I am.
Yeah. This year he had more assists and less rebounds.
Jesus.
You know he led the league in assists this year?
Yeah.
He just fucked around and became Bron Stockton. Like that.
Here's a question for you guys. Do you think that LeBron James could be the best at any position in basketball?
Yeah. Probably.
He could be the best power forward, best center, best point guard.
Probably not shooting guard.
I don't see a position in which he couldn't be the best.
He would not be a great 3-point threat. Like, you can't put him in a corner like Ray Allen or Kyle Korver and be like, I want you to take and make the most threes in the league. He wouldn't be able to do it.
If that was his one job to run to the corners and hit threes, you don't think he could do it at 40%?
Not a chance.
I think he could do it at 75%. If he just focused on that, I think he would make 3 out of 4.
I think he did shoot 40% one year.
Not with a highly stylized, like, half fadeaway 3-point shot. Why does he fade away?
It's easy. He's so strong that it's easy for him to move back a little bit while he shoots.
Fair point.
Let's move on to the second pick. Billy, you can have it.
I'll take your boy, Kobe Bryant.
Bad choice.
Nice pick.
If nothing else, it's just like, if we're playing a game right now, this is a fantasy game, and the point of fantasy is to just stack points. No one was a bigger ball hog and a bigger stack points guy than Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
So I'll take him.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny that we don't remember who was injured this specific year. So one of our guys could have like missed 60 games and we just don't know.
I'm realizing as a person, all three of us are huge diehard NBA fans, but I'm realizing this is probably what I know the least about, which is just like granular NBA history. Like this year versus that year. Like you could tell me that you know, John Stockton was in the league in 2009, and I believe you. Like, I just don't know when things started and stopped.
Yeah.
I do.
You do, UTK. That is kind of where you're good.
I literally...
That's why we wanted to have you.
That's how I go to bed at night. I do these Sporkle quizzes. I think Amir and I have already talked about this. No, there's a website called Sporkle, Sporcle.com. Last night, I literally was just trying to name all 200 of the top 15-point-per-game scorers of the 2010s. I didn't get all of them.
That sounds fun.
I got about 87%. That sounds
fun. So you were accidentally preparing for this podcast that you didn't know about.
Nope. Just trying to get to bed at a normal hour.
Just trying to sleep.
I'm trying to think about who the number one center would be for this draft. And
Come on. It's a no-brainer. Just pick him.
Because I think all the guys I'm thinking about were like peaking in 2007, 2008, big men.
Dude, just take Mutombo. Just take him.
Take Mutombo.
Don't overthink it.
I will go against my Laker fandom and pick Kevin Garnett with the third pick.
Wow.
He was a power forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Are we doing snake draft?
Yeah, snake draft. So now I'm trying to think. Who did the Lakers beat in the Western Conference Finals? Who else was great? I think I'm going to take Carmelo Anthony for my other four.
Wow.
That's a great pick. That is a great 2009-2010 pick.
Hmm. Yeah. I think that was his, like, that's when they got to the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers, wasn't it?
Yep, with Chauncey Billups. That was the AI for Chauncey trade.
Yeah, that was a weird trade.
Wait, was it? No. 2009-2010 was the Suns. In the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, that was the Artest buzzer beater?
Exactly, when he got the rebound and he flipped it in. The year before was Melo.
I hope to God Melo was still getting buckets.
He was getting major buckets, but your number one center, Dwight Howard.
Well, you're... Don't give it to me.
I thought it was my pick. That's okay. Billy, you could take it. I got hella bullets in the chamber. Let's go.
I'm trying to think of who was the center for the Orlando Magic that year. I know they had a good center. No, there's so much talent on the board right now. Who did I take? I took Kobe with my first pick. Coming back around.
Yeah, you took a guard.
I don't even know. Was this a Shaq Lakers year? Should I go steady? You know what? I'll take a risk. This doesn't feel smart, but what about Amari Stoudemire? Was this peak Amari around here?
I don't know.
I feel I like...
Wait, is Amari your pick?
Yeah, Amari will be my pick. Was that one of these like Suns years where it was like him and Nash just kind of like going ham?
I think that was a little earlier, but he could know.
Yeah. He may not have played the whole year.
Oh, crap.
I know he was there in the playoffs. The next year he goes to the Knicks. So this is sort of the last hurrah for that Suns team before Amari signs the big contract with the Knicks. So I think he did have a big year, but I don't know how many games he played.
Good man. UTK is actually pretty well equipped for this draft. This is where UTK can really flex as the fantasy historian. Yeah.
I'm going to take, I'll leave out of embarrassment Dwight on the board, but I will take Steve Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, cool. Well, you have two picks, so you might be able to...
Take Dwight and Steve.
I have a feeling you're going to destroy us.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He's ready. He's good at this.
UTK is already tabulating the points, assists, and rebounds in his brain.
Yeah, I'm like doing it. You know how much I love the fantasy stuff.
I can't... It's my pick. I'm trying to remember, is this like when Shaq went to Cleveland? Like, is it starting to get ugly for Shaq?
Where was Shaq in 2010?
Shaq was on the Cavs, I think.
Because he would be like, this was when he was starting to trend towards like, I'm not really going to play the regular season, but when the playoffs come, I'm just going to dominate for like 18 games and go to sleep. So is that a risk? It feels like a risk. Has anyone taken D-Wade?
Nope.
I'll take D-Wade. Put some points in the pocket.
So you have Kobe and D-Wade and Amari.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is a very good pick, Billy.
Thanks, bud.
I think Dwayne Wade was 2010 scoring champion.
Yes. Needed that.
Oh.
Great. You just put wind in my sails, bud. Thank you.
Right. I'm trying to think. Who led the NBA in assists in 2010?
Feels like Nash.
Yeah, that's correct. That's probably right. You already took him. No.
No, UTK.
Yeah, UTK has him. Oh. I'll take Chris Paul.
There you go. Great pick.
Is this New Orleans Chris Paul?
Yeah, I think so.
Like throwing it up to Tyson Chandler Chris Paul?
This is pre-Lob City, right, UTK?
I think so, yeah. This is the year they took the Lakers to four, to like five or six games, I think, in the first or second round this year. And then I think the next year,
yeah, and
Chris Paul gets traded in 2011.
That's right.
To the Clips?
To the Clippers, yeah.
I need a center or another point guard so I can just think later on a center. I'll take Jason Kidd.
Good pick.
He was floating around there for me.
Good pick.
A lot of assists and rebounds.
Is it back to me?
Yeah, back to Billy.
What? I think I'm going to take, unless he's already been taken, the greatest power forward of all time. Do you guys know who that is?
Oh, right. Tim Duncan.
I'll take San Antonio Spurs, Tim Duncan.
I did not think about him once since we started recording.
In retrospect, I can't really remember what Tim Duncan's averages looked like. What would be like a 2010 Tim Duncan game, 2011, whatever? Was he 20 and 10?
He was probably like 17 and 10 at that point.
Wasn't he peaking now? Or he's on the downslope at this point?
No, he's for sure on the downslope. He went and got into the league in 96, 97.
No.
Yeah, he's entering his 13th or 14th season in 2010.
When did he retire? Just like 2 years ago.
He's right? On one leg. Yeah, he retired like 6 months ago.
What? Shit, I'm toast. All right, well, it was a good run, boys.
I like Tim Duncan.
That's me too. That's a great pick.
Okay, appreciate that.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's back to UTK for two more picks. You need one forward. No, wait.
Wait,
you need
one
forward and one guard.
I picked twice last time.
Yeah, so you have two picks now.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna need a Dirk Nowitzki. And then
I think you're gonna win with just these four.
And then.
But we'll give you a fifth.
Do I need a guard?
You do. That's your last position.
I'm gonna go with my buddy. Is Kevin Durant a guard?
I don't think so. I think he's a three. But great pick for Billy.
Yeah, Billy, you should for sure pick Kevin Durant.
I know. Billy and I just need centers.
Mari's not a center.
Fuck. Oh, that's a good question.
I need a guard. Give me a second here.
Wasn't Duncan a center for a while? Does he not have a...
No, he's listed as power forward. Because that Tiago Splitter was the center.
Amari was the center on the Knicks, but I don't know if he was on the Knicks this year.
No, he was on the Suns. He wasn't the center.
Shit.
I don't know who the center was for the Suns, though. I'm getting derailed. Hold on. Let me think for a second. I think I'm going to go with my boy ISO Joe Johnson.
Whoa.
Wow.
He put up buckets.
For your guard.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. Looking it up, Amari was not as a power forward for the Suns, but good news for you, Billy. He played all 82 games.
Oh, okay, lucky start. Billy. Good job, Billy.
Good start. So I'm looking at centers, right?
You should have taken Dwight Howard when UTK accidentally drafted him.
Yeah, there was some sort of like, that would have been like bad business. I can't do that to my boy UTK.
I would have been happy with it. You need a Nick on the board, bro. You need a New York Knickerbocker.
A New York Nick in 2009. So let me try and think.
Your center in 2009 was, I think, David Lee.
Crap. Can't do that, man. Cannot do that. Even though he was like an all-star.
Yeah, he brought the ruckus, man.
So, like, it's mental to me that Shaq is still on the board, but he's, like, soup.
Has Nazi Muhammad been drafted?
Nazi was, yeah, he was taken in the second, right after Walter McCarty.
Wait, I think there's a major player that we left on the board. I don't think any of us took Derrick Rose.
You did.
We didn't take peak D Rose. You guys can't because you are both centers.
Did he play center on the Bulls?
Wait, was this MVP Derrick Rose?
I think we left an MVP season on the table, and instead I took Joe Johnson, which is what it is.
Like, is Pau Gasol, was he on that Lakers team? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
but he. He was a forward.
Forward. Oh, really? Did you guys have... So Shaq... Was Shaq on that team, too?
No. The center is who I'm going to take, so I don't want to tell you who it was.
Yeah. But who are you going to take, Amir? Just tell me anyway.
Oh, basically, I was going to take the...
It's like, was Alonzo Mourning still here 10 years ago? UTK.
Ooh, interesting.
You're saving my life with this video call, shaking your head left to right.
I'm trying to think who would be good for you.
Nazi Muhammad.
Nazi Muhammad.
The Bobcats. Are the Bobcats even still a team?
Nope. They're back to being the Hornets. Billy, your spirit animal, Andrea Bargnani.
Mmm, the number one pick, the consensus. My spirit animal. All right. Shaq? Who the fuck was Shaq playing for this year?
Was Shaq? Shaq was on the Cavs, averaging like a 10-6.
Ugly. Fuck. I'm not even trying to stall. I can't think of another NBA center. Before we got on this call, I told Amir, I was like, it's 9:45 in the morning. I can't name a center. I don't know what you want.
You got,
I can't name a center.
Ben like, Wallace, but he's kind of washed. Well,
oh, what about the guy that I was going to take?
Who?
Chris Paul's partner that you were
Tyson Chandler?
About.
I mean, Ben Wallace could be a beast, but he wasn't scoring any points, right? Like, he was just going to give you like 8 and 14 rebounds, kind of. Was he putting up points like that?
Yeah.
I think he's pretty washed at this stage, too. I'm trying to think, like, the NBA really wasn't
center
putting out centers.
Right.
Except for the, you know, Dwight Howard, who I picked.
Right. I wish I had Dwight Howard, like you picked. Shaq was on Cleveland. I really just want to see
Kendrick
Shaq
Perkins.
On my roster. I just want to see Shaq on my roster. Is that too much to ask?
You had, you can definitely I think, have Shaq. You know, you might be, pick, I don't know if he was a center, Amir, but Al Horford.
Yeah, so these are the dregs. Mm. This feels like the dregs.
No. Horford, I think this is an all-star year for Horford.
All right, I'm taking way too much time with my pick. So I will focus.
You definitely... Miami was Joel Anthony. You don't want him.
Joel Anthony, right. What a name.
He's famous for playing the most minutes in a game without recording a single stat.
No way. Just minutes?
Yeah. Just minutes. It doesn't have a single stat.
Pure minutes? Love that. All right. I'm not doing any help, so I'm sorry. I'm going to say it, even though I know this is the poison pill. I'm going to take Shaquille O'Neal.
All right. Shaq is yours.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, UTK. You know better, but...
It's okay.
I just needed it on my roster.
I want Shaq to have had a great 2009-2010 season. Maybe it'll be different.
Yeah. I just don't remember.
Billy, I feel like your team would dominate the 2007 draft. If we did that.
See, I don't know. That's my inherent problem. I don't know the difference between 2007 and 2010 at all. Like, at all. I couldn't tell you a different thing that happened.
I will take the Lakers center. Andrew Bynum. Remember him?
Oh.
Good pick.
Interesting.
Oh, we also had... Yeah. It'd be interesting to when we recap these picks to see who the available centers actually were this year.
Yeah, I'll do some research. Let's take a break. I'll do some research, see how we did. I assume UTK destroyed us. And then we'll see. Do you guys think the best five players left on the board would be the best team still in this draft?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. Does the field have us beat?
I think with LeBron and Kobe and Carmelo on our side, I think we're good. I think we left Chris Bosh on the table. We left Paul Pierce. We left... Who else did we leave? Caron Butler, Anton Jameson, Kevin Martin.
I don't miss any of these players. I don't miss any of these players.
We left Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. We left a lot of people.
Yeah, why didn't we take any of those? Why didn't we take any of the Thunder? Were they just too young?
I don't know.
Why did we leave so many awesome basketball players on the bench?
Harden hadn't come into his own. Westbrook was okay. Durant was the only one. But his shooting percentages for fantasy weren't that great.
I think Durant would have been the best. Durant and D-Rose.
Are the ones we left.
Elton Brand, Andre Iguodala. He might have been a fantasy stud.
Chris Kaman.
Oh, that was our center.
Damn. Handsome guy.
Wasn't he an all-star?
Brad.
Jamal McGlure.
Oh, hindsight's 2020.
Brad Miller.
I was going to say Brad Miller, yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. I'll crunch some numbers. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we're back. I crunched some numbers, got to the nitty-gritty. I was able to quantify exactly how well UTK did and how poorly I did during this draft. And Billy, you were just right there in the middle.
Where I belong.
Which is actually pretty good considering you drafted Shaq. The fact that I finished thousands of points behind you and you took Shaq knowing full well he didn't play well is not a good sign for me.
Yeah, I listened to the first half and I spent about 5 minutes saying why I shouldn't take Shaq. And then at the end I was like, and so I'll take Shaq.
All right, so let's start with my team. So
can we, real quick, Amir, just for listeners, how are we quantifying or tabulating points? What makes a winner?
That's a great recap. Okay, so we're looking at, we each have five players. I'm adding their points, rebounds, and assists. Usually, a pretty good season is 2,500 and above, just for those three stats.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so KG, CP3, Jason Kidd, and Bynum did not crack 2,000 for me. So 4 out of 5, way below average.
Mm.
Yeah, it didn't help that CP3 missed half the season.
Ooh.
Yeah, didn't know that. So KG didn't have a very good 2009-2010 between injuries and starting to slow down. He was in his prime 2 or 3 years before that.
Yep.
Like Shaq.
Yeah, Jason Kidd also on the decline. Bynum didn't have a great year. I guess he was an all-star a season or two later. My one stud was Carmelo Anthony, who had nearly 2,000 points, 450 rebounds, 222 assists. He was in the 2,600 tier, which is like where you wanted most of your players to be.
Right.
Billy, on the other hand, had a few of those studs. He had D. Wade, who nearly cracked 3,000. We're talking about 2,500 being good. Amare, who had 2,700, didn't miss a game. Kobe had 2,700. Tim Duncan had a pretty good season, 2,400 of those. And then Shaq.
Good draft. Let's stop it right there. Let's stop it right there. I mean, let's just say you lose the lowest score.
I will say the most impressive part is when you were like, how was Tim Duncan then? And UTK was like, 2009, 2010, around 17 points and 10 rebounds. And then when I looked at the numbers, he was indeed 17.9 points and 10 rebounds per game. He nailed it.
I should have rounded up. It's my bad, guys. 18 and 10.
Meanwhile,
so close.
He did it in another time too, when we were talking about Shaq and he was trying to talk me off the ledge. Like, everyone was basically saying, just don't say Shaq, man. Just don't say Shaq. And I was like, what did he average? And UTK quietly was like 10 and 5.5. And I'm pretty sure that was like within a percentage point of being exactly right.
And he was indeed on the Cavs. He was indeed on the Cavs that year.
A ring for the king. That was the year Shaq was like, get a ring for the king. And it just did not work out. Couldn't do it.
Just to put everything in perspective, my team total was less than 10,000. Billy's team total was around 12,000. And then there was UTK's team.
Let's go, baby.
Which nearly hit 14,000, led by LeBron James. I said 2,500 total is pretty good. LeBron nearly hit 3,500 that year.
Yep. I mean, LeBron right there. I could have had LeBron in some scrubs and been pretty good.
Did LeBron approximately score more than anyone else that year in this draft? Was he the highest scoring player?
Yeah, highest scoring player.
Was he? In this draft, yeah.
Yeah, within these rules.
Yeah.
Second highest scoring player was D. Wade, actually. And then third highest, if you can believe it, UTK also had Dirk.
Yep.
So UTK went LeBron, Nash, Dwight, and Dirk. Dirk actually outscored Dwight and Nash, but Dwight and Nash also did great.
Yeah.
Also, when I was re-listening to the first half of the pod, I realized, wait a minute, the Lakers also wanted Nash and Dwight the following year and got them, but maybe a little bit too late.
Right.
Weird. Nash was done. Yeah, his back broke down. I think he broke his leg in preseason or something, or in like the sixth game.
Yeah, he chipped a bone in his leg.
And then it just turned out Dwight was a jabroni.
And then UTK with his last pick went ISO Joe, which was a little out of left field, but still had a better year than Jason Kidd, Andrew Bynum, KG, CP3. So even his worst pick, Joe Johnson did pretty damn good for himself.
Yeah.
How many points was Joe?
Joe had 2,300 total between those three stats.
I remember when UTK picked him, he was like, you could hear in his voice that he was like a little disappointed, resigned to the fact that he was picking Joe Johnson. And when I was doing our cursory math before this second half of the podcast, I was like, all right,
UTK has great first four players, but he was disappointed with Joe Johnson. So maybe that's me and Amir saving grace. Maybe Joe Johnson just flamed out this year. No, he averaged like 22 and 8 or something like that over 78. It's like poor UTK.
It's a bummer.
So UTK,
it's a major bummer.
UTK killed us, absolutely distorted. His team had 4,000, 5,000 more points, assists, rebounds than my team. The most interesting thing that came up was when I looked at the best of the rest, there were some awesome names that we totally forgot about.
Kevin Durant being number one.
So Kevin Durant nearly played as good as LeBron. Nobody drafted him.
Nope.
Averaged 30 points per game and played 80 games.
In the first half, I said, I have no recollection of what happens when. Yeah. I don't know what happened in 2002 versus 2010. This could have been Shaq's rookie year in 2009. So I'm letting myself off the hook, not knowing that Kevin Durant was Kevin Durant this year.
Yeah.
He led the league in scoring that year, I realized.
That's correct.
And we completely whiffed on him.
That's correct. Which I blame myself, but I also blame you, UTK. You should have known better.
It's true. I took...
Amir needed Jason Kidd. It's like sometimes you just need Jason, like a 15th year Jason Kidd on your team.
So I looked at KG and I looked at KD and I'm like, you know what?
Bummer.
I got to take KG. I was off by 1,700 points. The number one center, this was a great stat that I found. Number one center in this style wasn't Dwight Howard.
Brooke Lopez.
Close. It wasn't Dwight Howard. It was someone Billy joked about taking, and UTK urged Billy to take. This guy was 20-10 and only missed one game. He was an all-star this year.
Holy shit. I was joking about taking this awesome basketball player, and I didn't? That sounds about right.
UTK, you know what I'm talking about?
Yao Ming?
David Lee.
No.
Yeah.
I told you! I told you to take David Lee! New York Knicks!
I wasn't even joking. Yes, UTK. That's all UTK saying take him and me being like, I can't take David Lee when Shaq is on the board.
Yeah.
He was so good. That was the year that he had the buzzer-beating tip-in. Do you remember that game, Billy? I don't remember who it was against, of course. The alley-oop tip-in.
He was like New York. The Knicks were proud of David Lee for a couple of years. He was like, if nothing else, he was getting us like 24-10, like a surprising 24-10.
He didn't miss any games. So he killed it that year.
He was an all-star. He was an all-star that year, I believe.
Yep, he was a stud. Oh, David Lee. I repped for you, David. I know you're listening, bro. I hope you're enjoying retirement. I got your back, buddy.
Would David Lee thrive in today's NBA? With like the small center, the small athletic center.
I think he played in today's NBA and didn't thrive. Draymond outplayed him away from the Warriors.
he
was the number one scoring fantasy center in 2009.
That was crazy. That was the big thing, is that David Lee was the highest paid player on that Warriors team that won their first championship, but he didn't play for them. I think his like big thing was maybe game five, game six in the finals. He scored like 11 points or
right.
something.
He was like asked to do something, right?
Yeah, Draymond slowly phased him out in the small ball lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Another name that had nearly 2,800 of these fantasy points that year that we didn't talk about at all.
Clue. Give us clues.
Power forward from a team we didn't really consider. He just retired last year.
Not Al Jefferson.
Al Jefferson, like, but a lefty Al Jefferson.
Oh, Zach Randolph.
Zebo. Had an absolute stud of a season. He had 1,600 points and 1,000 rebounds.
Wow. Did not even cross my mind.
Well done, UTK.
Thank you.
He outscored Amari that year, KG, a bunch of other, Tim Duncan.
Was that post-Knicks or pre-Knicks, Zach Randolph? Post, right?
That's post-Knicks, Memphis Grizzlies, Zach Randolph. Yeah, that's grit and grind. I think they might have even gone to, no. I was going to say Western Conference Finals, but that's not true.
Number two in the NBA at rebounding that year.
Wow.
He kind of had that Juwan Howard third act of his career where it was like, he's still in the NBA? It's like, is he an assistant coach now? Like, he's on the bench.
But now he's getting rebounds.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Zach Randolph. He was such a good bully. Such a, like, prison ball.
Scary guy for sure.
So those were the three big studs that we missed. And those three guys, still not enough to beat UTK's team, but would have been great. Destroyed me and Billy's team. Some other great names. Derrick Rose played pretty well. Monte Ellis played pretty well.
Monte Ellis, 25 and a half points, right?
He had a great year that year.
There was definitely a time where the Warriors had to make a decision who they were going with, Steph Curry or Monta Ellis. And what a like demarcation of time in NBA history. Yeah. Like, you made the right choice.
Jury's still out.
Yeah, I think they traded him for Andrew Bogut, I think.
That's right.
That was a good trade for the Warriors. Oh, Monte.
Andrew Bogut walked so that Steven Adams could run.
Indeed. And also, then, we forgot Roy Hibbert, Danny Granger, maybe?
Granger was up there in the top 30, but...
Nice.
One of the best players that was on two teams this year started the season as a Warrior and ended it as a Bobcat or Hornet. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Billy, do you know?
Say it. Is it Jason Richardson?
Yeah!
No.
What? Corey Maggette?
Captain Jack. Steven Jackson.
Oh. Because Jason Richardson played for the Bobcats too.
So that, yeah. Definitely. Those two teams. That year he averaged 25-4 for those two teams.
Gerald Wallace also.
Amir, I think that's the video file you used to promote this. When me and UTK both got that wrong, we both gave you great face. Great shocked face.
What?
Oh, not Jason Richardson.
It's the most shocked someone's heard Steven Jackson's name on video.
S-Jax. Now he's an ESPN commentator, right? Is he doing it?
Yeah,
he's very... Oh, he's a podcaster. All the Smoke podcast.
With Matt Barnes. It's a great podcast.
Yeah.
Captain Jack, man. That was a good team. That was Larry Brown coached that Bobcats team.
I guess they put up great stats for a terrible team.
Yeah.
Some other great stats that I found. Dwight Howard, Carlos Boozer, Brooke Lopez, David Lee, and Amari Stoudemire combined for one made three-pointer that year.
Jeez.
Oh, really? Did David Lee hit it?
No. David Lee was 0 for 8. Stoudemire hit the only three of those guys. Brooke Lopez that year was 0 for 2 from 3. Imagine telling Brooke Lopez 10 years later would be like a 40% high-volume three-point shooter that he was 0 for 8 for the season.
That's the biggest indicator. He is, I think, the poster boy for how the NBA has changed, right? It's a complete transformation in a player. It's insane. I mean, Billy was doing it in pickup before anybody was.
It's because we play with dudes who are 5'5", so I'm a center.
Billy's been bombing from deep.
That flat-footed set jump shot.
No, it's a trip, though. I mean, like... Why is Robin Lopez? Is it because he's such a great shooter, or is it just scheming?
You're talking about Brooke?
Yeah, Brooke Lopez, excuse me. Like, did he become a great shooter? Like, Larry Johnson became a jump shooter because he blew out his body, and that's all he had left. But, like, it just seems like they're like, we want to use you as a three-point shooter center. Why?
Yeah, maybe he was always good, but they just didn't know because, you know, when you're 7 foot tall in 2009, you're told to play in the post.
Right. But is he so good at shooting threes that that's what he should be doing? Because, like, he's 7 feet tall.
For Milwaukee, he should definitely be shooting.
100%. He can't be in Giannis's grill piece.
That's right. It's all about spacing. It's kind of fun that we chose this year kind of randomly, but it's been an exact decade ago. It's kind of an interesting glance into how much the NBA has changed the last 10 years specifically.
Good job, UTK, picking the number 6.
You are very, very welcome.
All right. Some other great stats that I found just to end the show. It's some great news and notes about the 2009-2010 season. Leader in three-point field goals made, somebody we haven't talked about yet.
Not Paul Pierce.
Aaron Brooks.
What?
Houston Rockets or Kings?
Houston Rockets, Aaron Brooks made 209 threes that season, led the league.
Wow.
So this is before the three-point revolution.
Must be.
Where it was, yeah, I mean, what an indicator.
Yeah. Three-point field goal percentage. Korver hit 53% of his threes.
I believe that.
Wow.
For who? Is he playing for the Hawks?
He was playing for the Jazz that year.
Jazz, okay. So that's even before the Korver renaissance.
Yeah. And then this is the greatest stat. Averaging 41.5 minutes per game was our boy Monta Ellis. Imagine averaging that many minutes per game
Jesus.
Now.
Jesus. Yeah. I wonder what that number was. Who was it? Aaron Brooks, who led the league in threes?
Yeah.
I wonder where that number would rank on last year's list of three-pointers made.
I can tell you. He hit 209 that year.
Where would you guess 209 ranks? I would guess it's like 12th. Nah, 8th. Somewhere between 8 and 12.
I would think between 15 and 20.
Really? 20 more men have hit 209 threes than Aaron Brooks did in 2009. We're asking Amir to do some deep digging.
I got it. I'm already there.
Good man.
He's here.
12 players hit more than 209.
Oh, Billy. Good job.
Stock it.
James Harden hit 378.
Wow.
Jesus.
Straight up doubled him. 209 was Bradley Beal.
Jesus. UTK's boy.
Oh, that's my guy. Oh, boy. Poor man. Just on an island with no fire, running out of coconuts. He's done. It's getting real dark over here in D.C. Ay-yay-yay.
So what do you guys think? Can we do this again? Like, what year do we dare do this with? Like, it's something in the 90s? Do we do it with something more recent, like 2015?
Bro, I think we should go into the Wayback Machine. I think we should do a little bit. I think 90s is our heyday, right?
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. Who did well in like 1999?
I might do better if we draft something like mascots. Like, give me Benny the Bull and the Charlotte Hornets mascot with the 1-2.
Hugo?
That's right.
99 would be fun.
Yeah.
Because it's lockout season.
Where does Wesley Person go in a 1999 draft?
Give me Stackhouse with the number one. UTK is saying, don't take Stackhouse. Don't take
don't
Stackhouse.
Do it.
Don't take Shaq and don't take Stack.
Take Shaq.
Shackhouse. Jerry Shackhouse.
Take 99 Shaq is a good Shaq. That is a solid vintage of Shaq.
That's a good year.
99 Stack, not so good.
UTK is the basketball sommelier.
Yeah, basically.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this on such short notice.
Of course. Stay safe, everyone.
Yeah. Anything you guys want to promote, William?
My Venmo is at William-Scafuri. Mm-hmm. We're always accepting donations from 2 to 2,000. And other than that, yeah, that's it. No Joke Podcast.
Sweet. UTK?
No Joke Podcast. And also, I got a new song on Spotify called Slow, S-L-O-W, slow down and put on Spotify and listen to my tunes. And then if you're in the LA area, make sure that you order food on Postmates from the Paper and Plastic Cafe.
Oh, come on. He's promoting my wife's restaurant. And I'm promoting my Venmo. His priorities are correct. Good man, UTK.
Love you guys.
My family thanks you.
That's right. Shout out to Paper or Plastic with a K.
Yep.
And
that's right.
Shout out to you guys for listening. We'll be back soon enough, I'm sure. Later, everybody.
Bye.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.